Okay, today is Sota Daf Tezvav. Just to mention, today's shiur is Zecha Nishmas, Fega Rezel Bas Menachem Manush, and it's together with the other the one that did it for the month, and also Zecha Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, or the Ilu Nishmas. I'm not sure which. Okay. Okay. Four lines at the bottom. Yudal Amar Beis. Sota. So the Gemara is darshaning different parts of the Brisa that was brought up on Yudalan Mabez, the whole process of the Isha Sota and the Hakrava of her carbon. So the Gemara, the Brisa had said, the Gemara quotes it, "V'nosto l'tol kli sharis u'makacho b'kli sharis," that the flour is brought in a kli sharis, and then it's brought and the Kohen does kmitza to the flour, and then he puts the komets. He puts the flour that was taken off in the kmitza into another kli sharis. The Gemara asks Lamali, why do you have to put it into another kli for? It's already in a kli. Just take the kmitza that's in the Kohen's hand and burn it on the Mizbeach, which is going to happen in a minute. What do you have to put it into a second kli sharis for? Lamali ha-kidsha chada zimna. It already was mkudosh once. So the Gemara says, midi dahavi adam. Just like, right, we had a few weeks ago, just like the there are four avodos, bedam, and there's two stages there of kli sharis, so too here. We know that there are dalan avodos of dam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, you shech the animal, then you catch the blood, then you walk it to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle it. So the dalan avodos by a karban mincha are parallel. Kmitza is compared to shechita, and then after the kmitza, just like after shechita, there's a kabbalas adam. So to the komas, you have to put into another kli. So midid havi adam, dam afagav de kadish te sakin bitzaver behema by the dalat avodas of dam. Even though the sakin, the knife, was already sanctified the blood when it shechted the neck of the animal, hader makish lebechli shareis, and yet you catch the blood in a kli sharis, meaning you have a second stage, more kadosh, hachanami loshna. So to here, by the komets, you use a kli sharis twice. Number one, by the, when you bring the karban mincha in the first place, is in a kli sharis, and then after you do the kmitza, you put the kmitza into another kli sharis, and then you're molech it, and then you going to throw it on the mizbeach, as we will see. There's a major machlokas we showed him, Rashi here takes part in it, and that is the knife, the sakin shel shechita, does that have to be a kli sharis for shechita? It's a machlokas we showed him here and in Chulin Daf Gimel. Right? This Gemara sounds like yes. The sakin, because it says the sakin is bekadesh, the bitzaver behema. So Rashi says, see the second to last line in Rashi, sakin have a kli sharis. The sakin, the knife of shechita, has to be a kli sharis. The Tanya, the Brisa says, kol ha-kelem sha'asa Moshe mishichasan mekadashtan, all kelem that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Originally, how did they become sanctified? Because they were anointed with the oil. But after the oil was nignaz, how did a kli become kadosh after the oil was nignaz? Avodasa mechadchasan. Their avoda was mechanech them. Just doing the avoda, starting the avoda. So that's what here too, you see, Rashi says it was a kli sharis. Other Rishonim though, in Chulin Daf Gimel, seem to say, no, a saka doesn't have to be a, right, shechita lav avodahi. As we mentioned, shechita is different than the other dalat avodos. It's kshir bizar. A zar, a non-kohen, is allowed to do the shechita. So therefore, one doesn't have to use a kli sharis. That's what the Rishonim, because the Gemara there sounds like, it gives an example that you don't have to use a kli sharis. So, I just want to read it to you, the Rashba there, Tosas brings it up already, but the Rashba there says, V'yesh betar, it's the kli vadei boy, aval einton kli sharis. You need a kli, you need a knife, but you don't need it to be sanctified as a kli sharis. After all, it says by Karet Pesach, kol echad ve'echad maybe sakino, and it has a little show notes that everybody brings their own knife, but everybody in Bnei Yisrael has a kli sharis in their house. No, they bring their knife. So there are different gemaras that seem to point in different directions, whether you need a kli sharis or not. The time of the milsa says the Rashba, the kiva, the shechita, ksher bizarim, kol echad b'sakino hu shochet. Right, you just use your sakin. So each shechita has to work out the gemaras that seem to point in the other direction. But one question that's asked at our gemara, and that is, if it has to be a kli sharis, like our gemara says, and Rashi says, that avodasa mechad chasan, the question is, but shechita is lav avodahi. So how could the avoda, it's not an avoda. Shechita is not an avoda. Shechita lav avodahi. Shechita is not considered fully one of the Dalal Avodos, as the Gemara said, we've discussed in the past. So if Shechita Lav Avodah, as the Gemara says in the first parak in Zvachim, so after the oil was put away, how did the knife for Shechita become Kadosh? You need Avodasa Mechadchasa on using it, but if you use it only for a non-Avodah, Shechita Lav Avodah, so then how did it become Kadosh? That is a kasha that is asked by a number of Achronim. Rav Yashiv asked this, and others as well. So the answer that he gives is, and then we'll have to expand on it a little more, Yashiv says, Shalachanich kli lo tzarch shehei al avoda din avoda. For the din of avodasa mechanchasan, that the way that a kli becomes sanctified is through using it, you don't need a bona fide avoda, full avoda. Like we say, shchit lav avodah. You need a semi avoda. You need semi. It's one of, we say, dalat avodos of the dam, of dam of behema. So it's called an avoda, even though we have shchit lav avoda. So you don't need a full din avoda in order for it to be kadosh. And just to give this idea a little teeth, to mention something that we mentioned once or twice before, a beautiful thought from Rav Schechter in Ginas Egos, his Sefer Ginas Egos, in Siman Nun Beis, Begeder Shechita Lav Avodah, where Rav Schechter discusses what exactly does that mean, Shechita Lav Avodah. After all, it is one of the Dalal Avodos. So what does it mean, Shechita Lav Avodah? So he compares it to something that we're going to talk about hopefully later on today's daf, and that is he compares it to a Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes regarding the mitzvah of eating karbanos. Mitzvah of Kohanim to eat karbanos. The Beis HaLevi says that by all karbanos, there is no mitzvah for a Kohen to eat it. There's only a mitzvah for the karban to be eaten. To be eaten. L'may nafkamina, less than a kezias. Eating less than a, is there any significance for a Kohen to eat less than a kezias by a karban? So says the Beis HaLevi, by most karbanos, yes, because the mitzvah is not for the Kohen to eat the karban, for the karban to be eaten and to bring kapara for the bailim. So that's by Achilas Kachim. So says Rav Shachar, he expands and says, Achilas Kachim, you have to say, also, there is an Achilas Agavra. I mean, there is a mitzvah of Achilas Agavra, there's just an added dimension of even separate from the Achilas Agavra, there's an idea of the carbon itself as a chefza being eaten. So then he expands, that's the Beis HaLevi. So then he expands and says, if this is true by Achilas Kachim, maybe it's true by all Avodos. By all Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din of the Gavra doing the Avoda, and a din of the Avoda being done in order to bring Kapara. For example, like the mitzvah, the Rambam quotes, there's a mitzvah of Chatas. There's a mitzvah of Asham. There's a mitzvah of Ola. All these are mitzvahs. So there are two elements. There's an element of a Kohen doing the Avoda. There's an element of the Avoda being done. This chiddush of Shechita Lav Avodah is that there is only a din of Avoda. There's no din of Gavra there by that part of the Avoda. There's no din of Gavra. And that's why a Zohar is allowed to do it. Shechita Lav Avodah doesn't mean it's not an Avodah at all. It means that mitzvah the Gavra, it's not considered an Avodah that's done by a Gavra. But it is an Avodah. You need the Dalal Avodos. What's another example of Shechita Lav Avodah? You could have the Shochet, you could have the Yisrael, how do you have a Yisrael Shechting? Shechita Lav Avodah. You have to Shecht Kachim in the Azara. So you know what the Gemara says? You could have a Yisrael standing all the way outside the Azara and using a very long knife. It's a very long knife. So you see, you need the Avodah to be done. It's just the Gavra doesn't have to be there. The Kohen has a Gavra. Hari Delobin and Hechsher Makum Ba'ara Gavra Hashochet, El Rak Ba'ara Karbin Bilvad. Vizem Mochia Tuleka Beshchita Kiyim Kafel. There's just a Kiyim and the Chefs of the Karban. So now you can use this site, this Chiddush of Rav Shechter to explain our Gemara. What was our question that Rishonim asked? The Rishonim said, if Shechita is not an Avodah, so how did the knife, according to the Rishonim that say that a knife needs to be a Kli Shareis, how does the knife become Kadosh? Either, you have two ways for a Kli to become Kadosh, either with the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, but once that was Nignaz, that was put away, that was hidden, so it's the Avodah is Mechanech, just doing the Avodah. But Shechita is not an Avodah. You know the answer is? It is an Avodah. It is an avoda mitzad the karban. So that's good enough to be mechanech this kli. You're right, mitzad the gavra, it's not an avoda. And that's why Yisrael is allowed to do it. But mitzad the karban, it is, and that should be good enough to be mekadesh it as a kli sharis. Okay, so maybe that's what Rav Yashiv means when he says his shita as well. So now let's continue. Second to last line on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's why any machshava, even in shechita, passes the carbon, pickle and elsewhere. Okay. Second to last line, we continue darshing the brisa that quoted the whole Seder Avoda of the Karban Sota. Umalakin is Lavonasa. The Kohen gathers up her frankincense, Venosan al Gabav, and puts it on the Komets. Dechsiv, Veskol Halavona, Sharala Mincha. We know the even though oil and frankincense are used with flour in a normal carbon, the oil is mixed in with the flour. The frankincense is just put on top of the flour. So that's what the Gemara Darsh is here. You just put the lavona on top of the mincha. And then what do? Uma alehu uma ktiro b'klishare. So then you take it up to the mizbeach and you burn it in the klisharis. So ask the Gemara, b'klisharis maktule? You burn it in the klisharis? No, you don't. The klisharis is just what holds it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema ma'alehu b'klisharis lehaktiro. You bring it up in the klisharis. Then obviously you dump it out onto the fire in order to burn it. Period. Once we're talking about the avoda of the sota, just to ask a kasha that could be asked really on any daf as we talk about the avoda of an isha sota. There is a question. We know there is a concept called pigel, as was just mentioned, that a kohen during parts of the shechita could have a pigel thought, meaning he could have a thought that he's going to eat or sprinkle the dam, eat the what's supposed to be eaten, and sprinkle the dam outside the zman that he's supposed to. And that's called pigel. He's mefagel the carbon. Many, many dafim in Masechta Zvachim talk about pigel, and the carbon is pasul. And there's a big question whether the kohen has to pay the bialim because he ruined their carbon. That's a concept of a pigel. There is a daya in the Tanoim. There's a daya in the Tanoim on Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin that the owner themselves could also be mefagel the carbon, not just the kohen. But the owner themselves can be mefagel the carbon during Shechita, during Zrika, especially during Zrika, let's say. Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi says the owner can be mefagel the carbon. So asks Reb Yosef Engel, if the owner can be mefagel the carbon, so why aren't we worried that the Isha Sota, the woman, is going to have a pigel thought, and in that way, always passel her carbon. And then she'll never have a kosher avoda, and the water will never work. That's Reb Yosef Engel's kasha. If, according to the Shita that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Zvachim Em Zayin, that the owner can be mefagel the carbon, so why aren't we worried that the Isha is going to be mefagel the carbon and the water will never work? Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer called Gvuras Shmonim. He asks this kasha at the beginning of the sefer and then goes on to give 80 answers to the question, and that's the sefer, Gvuras Shmonim. Right here. That's going to have something to do over Shavuos tonight. You can take out the Gvura Shmonim. This is the kasha, 80 answers. The next sefer in the set is Ayin Panim LaTorah. He has another kasha with 70 answers. But that's in Zvachim, so we'll have to wait to get to that. But Gvura Shmonim, he has this kasha. If the Bialim could ruin the carbon, so why aren't we worried that the woman's going to ruin the carbon? So before we get to his answer, the Avnei Nezer, a little before him, also deals with this. And he gives an answer. It says, what makes it her carbon? What makes it her carbon, this flower? Makes it her carbon only, usually a bala carbon gets some hana'ah from the carbon. Gets some hana'ah from the carbon, meaning I get kapara, I get ritsui, I get some hana'ah from the carbon. But says the Avnei Nezer, does she get hana'ah from this carbon? Only if she's innocent. If she was innocent, she gets hana'ah. Because then the Gemara is going to say, she has better children, but if she's guilty, she gets no hana'ah. So says the Avnei Nezer in Choshen Mishpat Simin Peivav, it's only considered her carbon if she's innocent, not if she's guilty. So therefore, if she's guilty, memela, she can't be mefagalit, because she's not the bialim on the carbon. So therefore, we're not worried about that. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. Avahum tmeahi ma toelas labim in chasa. Alkein eina pigol moala klal shalai yivtaku amayim. Shem nitbeis ha'in lachelik vein pigula klum. That's the Avnei Nezer. But once we're, yes, 80 answers, might as well do one or two of them. So in the Gevurah Shmonim, so his first answer is that you find in, again, a lot of them are okimtas. The first answer is that kachim, in certain respects, is not anybody's carbon. Kachim is davar she'ino shalo, afilu l'gabe habayulim. The only exception is kachay kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kachay kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that's the only carbon that's really totally connected to the owner. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi means. Only kachay kalim. Carbon mincha is kachay kachim. So kachay kachim, maybe he wouldn't agree that the owner can be mefagel the carbon. Or another answer he quotes is maybe the only reason that an owner is allowed to be mefagel the carbon is because he takes part in the carbon. Shechita. Shechita, as we just said, is ksheir bizarre. And even if a kohen does it, he's doing it b'shlichus of the Yisrael. But kmitza by a flower carbon, A kmitza is not kshir bazar. Even though shchita and kmitza are parallel to each other, shchita is kshir bazar, not kmitza. So he wouldn't say that you're allowed to do it when it comes to a karban mincha. Only by shchita. That's the first two answers. Let's go to answer 80. Let's go to answer 80. What's the 80th answer? It's just amazing. Imagine coming up with 80 answers to Akasha. Just unbelievable mussar. How the mental energy that was put in. You know, usually you have Akasha, you come up with an answer. Okay, you continue. Go weiter. So no, he got 80 answers to the question. So the second, the 80th answer is what some of you might have been thinking, and that is, who said it's the woman's carbon? As we said yesterday, the Hevi es menchasa. Karbana, but Behavi, what's he bringing her carbon for? It's called Karbana. It's called Karbana, yes, but on the other hand, he brings it. Okay, so I'd say so. He brings her carbon. He brings her carbon. Okay, so that's the question. But some of the answers could be is that maybe it's not totally her carbon. V.M. Cain, right, because he says, what's the point of the carbon in answer number 80? Point of the carbon is to be Mevarer, what happened? Well, she needs a beerer, or she doesn't know what happened? She knows exactly what happened. Who needs the beerer? The husband needs the beerer. The husband needs to know if he can live with his wife. So really, the carbon is more related to him than it is to her. It's called minchasa because it's maybe related to her. But really, it has to do with his birur. Pu'ulas birur havon levarim zinsa asot olo. Pu'ulas zos har einif elas avar asot aklal. Shari hi yodasim zinsa olo. She knows if she was bizarre or not. U'pu'ulas habirur hu rak lefnei acherim. Habil teyodim. Avalo lefnei asot aklal. So therefore, it's because of the husband. And therefore, it's enough to be considered his carbon. And at the end, that last answer, he says, "Vizeh pashut v'karav la'emes b'siyata d'shmaya." I guess the answer number 80. He finally got it. He was happy with that answer, and he moved on then to the next sefer with 70 answers. Yeah. Why would she? We're not worried that she's going to be mefagla any other carbon. She has no reason to. Why? Because she doesn't want to get blown up. Right, that's the point. Maybe she'd be mefagal it, because if you say that this avod is done before she drinks the water, she's mefagal the carbon, she ruins the whole process. That's why we're worried. Okay, you can look there for more answers. Third line. Umolcho v'nosno al-gabi ha'ishim. So what happens then? You take the komets, and you put some salt on it, and then you burn it. Tichsiv, how do you know? Salt, chol carbon menchascha b'melach timlach v'chulu. Every carbon needs salt, even a carbon mincha. Karva komets yiren echolin. Once the komets is burned, shiyare ha'nechalin. Right, this is the halacha by all karban minchas. All karban minchas, after the kohen takes a little bit of it in his three fingers and he rubs it and he burns it, the rest of the karban is kashi kashim, and male kahanim can eat it. Male kahanim can eat it in the azara. Right, because it's kashi kashim. Shiyare ha'nechalin. The only exception is a mincha brought by a kohen himself. If a kohen himself brings a karban mincha, then it's all burned in the mizbeach. It's a pasuk in Vayikra. It's all burned in the mizbeach. But if it's a karban of a Yisrael, which the kohen brings, so then he gets to eat the leftovers. Minolan. How do you know that after the kometz is brought, the kohen eats the leftovers? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, the hikter hakohen is askarasa. The kohen burns her askara, which remembers what causes her to be remembered. V'chulu v'ksiv anaseres ben amincha l'aron levanav. Right, and the rest of it is to Aaron and to his sons. Karava komets. What does it mean when the komets is burned? Lamarke de islay, lamarke de islay. According to each respective opinion, meaning to itmar, as it says, ha komets meyemasay mati shrayim beachila. How much of the komets has to be burned in order to allow the leftovers to be eaten by the kohanim? Rabbi Chanina Amar mishetishla bo haar. Rabbi Chanina says when it starts being burned a little. Tishlo ta'or. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Misha titzas ha'or barubo. When most of it has been burned. Not just when a little bit has been burned, but when most of it has been burned. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. So here the sugya comes up of achilas kachim. That is a large sugya. Let's just mention one point related to it. The kohen eating, where the kohenim get to eat the leftover mincha after the komets is burnt. Is it a mitzvah for kohanim to eat karbanos? Is it a mitzvah? So the answer is yes. Mitzvah, I say. The first Mishnah Lamelech, even. First Mishnah Lamelech, Anilchas Maisa Karbanos. First Mishnah Lamelech says, before a kohen eats a karban, he makes a bracha. Asher kedushadu b'mitzvah v'sivanu, al achilas asham. It doesn't say al achilas ola. There's no ola to eat. Al achilas mincha. Yeah, well, I'm going to get to that right now. Right? So it's a mitzvah of achilas kachim. But it's interesting that if you look in the Rambam's definition of what the mitzvah is of eating kachim, the Rambam in his title, in his koteret for Maaseh Karbanah, says, Sheyochlu akoanim bisar kachay kachim b'mikdash. Kachay kachim is the mitzvah in the title. Later on, when you look in the actual halachas, he expands it. He says, "Achilas chatas va'asha mitzvah sasei shenemar va'achlo asamasher kupar bohem hakohenim ochlim ubailam b'skaprim." According to Gemara, the kohenim eat and the bailam get kapara. V'hu adin l'shar kachim she'ochlin hakohenim she'achilasan mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. It sounds like there are two different levels, even on the daraisa. It's a mitzvah to eat kachay kachim, and by the way, if you eat other stuff, you also get a mitzvah. But it doesn't sound like it's the same level of mitzvah. It doesn't even mention karmen mincha. But then in that halacha, the next halacha, v'chein achilas yarei mincha mitzvah asei, shenamar, he quotes our pasuk, but aseres b'mena yochlo aron uvanav. So even when the Rambam includes both, but it sounds like there's a different level. Also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, in Peites, shetziva ha-kohanim lechel kach psar kachim, it's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat psar kachim, klomar, hachatas v'ha-asham, shehem kachay kachim. The Rambam again says, the mitzvah to eat kachay kachim. Later on, in that same paragraph, he says, aval ein achilas kachim kalim vitshruma kimo achilas psar chatas v'asham. It's not the same, meaning the kapara element seems to play a major role in the achila, but that he says, achilas psar zarazem and achat ben asham ba tushlam kaparas hamiskaper. Read, it's not exactly the same level of mitzvah because by the kohen's eating the chatas and the asham, he finishes and completes the kapar that a person gets. The other karbanas he includes on the daraisa level, but it's not the same. It's not the same. It doesn't seem to be the same level as eating kachi kachim. But related to the base halevi that I mentioned before, eating karbanas. As I mentioned before, is there a mitzvah for a kohen to eat even less than a kezias? Let's say every karban is a lot of kohanim. All the kohanim are split up into 24 groups. 24 groups, so every group worked a week. That's a lot of kohanim every week. So okay, there were a lot of karbanis. Let's say it was a quiet week. Let's say every kohen wants a little bit of the karban. So let's say he can only get less than a kezias. Is it still worthwhile for him to get a piece of the karban? So this is a mefurish gemara discussed in Yuma Daf Lametes. The gemara there says that in the days when the lechem hapanim was very small, and the days that there was no bracha in the lechem upon him, the Gemara says, Hatsnuin moshkin es yideihem. The tsnuin pulled back their hands. Vahargaranim notlin vaochlin. And the gargaranim, those gluttons, used to grab the lechem upon him. So the Tosfos Yeshanim there says, why didn't these tsnuin eat the karbon anymore? Eat the lechem upon him. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Dafka Magia Kapul. When did they pull back their hands and not take part? Only when there was only a bean size to eat. Avo Pikazayas Loha Moshkin Yideyim. But when there was a Kazayas to eat, they of course didn't pull back their hands. They tried to take part in it. Ki Dimu Lakaya Mitzvah Zachila. They wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of eating karbanis. Avo Kan Lohaya Mitzvah Zachila Legamre. There wasn't a complete mitzvah here. Kivan She'ein Shem El Kapul. They didn't get enough, therefore they didn't take part in it. This is also important for the topic of chatzi shir and mitzvahs. If I only have a half a kezias of matzah on Pesach, is it worthwhile for me to eat it? Can I make a bracha? What if I only know how to blow tkiyas and shvarim? So I don't know how to blow a trua. So is it worthwhile for me to do it? If you ever, it might be mechalik between those two. But half mitzvahs, it's a big discussion. Chatzi shir by averis is also daraisa. What about chatzi shir by mitzvahs? That's a discussion. But this is the Gemara in Chatzi Shir by Mitzvahs. The Tosfos Yeshanim seems to say Chatzi Shir by Mitzvahs is meaningless. So you might as well, that's why they didn't eat from it. Says the Maritz Chayis there, though, there on that Gemara in Yuma Lametes, quoting the Chassam Sofer, quoting Hagon Rav Moshe Sofer, Shehoya Av Bezdin Be Pressburg, he quotes, Efshar Lomar De Bechol Achilas Mitzvah Min Kedaz Ben Amasa Ben Amar Chayav Lechol. He says, maybe this is different. By every other mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to eat even half. Even half, chayav lechol upon him, whatever you find. Lechem upon him is different because there is no mitzvah on the person to eat. There's only a mitzvah on the kohanim to have. And there's only a mitzvah on the bread to be eaten, like all karbanas, says the Chazam Sofer. So if you don't get a kezias, so you don't want to take part. If there's a kezias, okay, so I'll take part in it, even though there's a mitzvah for the bread to be eaten. But I'm getting a lot. But if I'm not going to get any anyway, so says the Chazam Sofer, that's why here lechem upon him. That's why there's only mitzvah for it to be eaten, not for the Kohen to eat it. That's the chiluk of the Chasam Sofer. And just to finish up, the Beis Halevi that I mentioned before agrees with this, but he says there's one exception. There's one exception by a karban, that the mitzvah is not just for it to be eaten, but there's a mitzvah for you to eat it. Which karban? Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach. Everybody has to eat it kazayis. So says the Beis Halevi by Karban Pesach, there's not only a mitzvah for the karban to be eaten, but there's a mitzvah for each person, each Yisrael, to eat the Karban Pesach. That's the Beis Halevi, which we're not going to read now, but you can look it up in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis. Okay, let's continue now. So says the Gemara, V'rashoyin ha-kohanim litin l'socho yayin shem l'dvash. Kohanim are allowed, with their leftovers from the Karban Mincha, they're allowed to eat it with oil and wine and honey. My time up. So why are they allowed to eat this leftover flour with any of these condiments? Amarkar lamashcha, because the pasuk says lamashcha ligdula. We die. The Gemara darshens the word lamashcha that they eat it lamashcha ligdula in a royal way. Kederach shamalachim ochlim. Kohanim are able to eat the karban in a royal way. The Gemara in Chulin said that they used to put mustard chardol on the karban in order to eat it in a royal way. Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chaf Hei even says that when Kohanim ate karbanas, they were able to sit down in the Azara. Even though we paskin Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Lamalcha Be'Savid Belvad, usually nobody's allowed to sit down in the Azara, except if you're a descendant from David HaMelech. But Tosfos there says in Yuma Daf Chaf Hei that Kohanim, when they ate, they were allowed to eat, sit down. Why? Because of this principle, Lamashcha. Right? Kedar Shamalacha, what, a king eats standing up? No, king is sitting down. So to Kohanim have to eat it in a royal way, and therefore they're able to sit down. The Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal, writes in that by Pidyon HaBen. Right, Pidyon HaBen is it's a very quick ceremony. If you ever came 2 minutes late, you missed it. Right, there's a few words we say to the Kohen, and the Kohen makes a Borei Peragafen. That's it. Right, so the Amshal Shlomo says the Kohen should sit down by Pidyon HaBen, because it's connected to right, the owner stands and the coin sits down and makes the prayer off. And why lamashcha l'gdula k'derach shamalachim osim because Oakland, because that's he's acting as function as he's functioning as a coin b'shas avoda there, so therefore he says that a coin should sit down, period. So that's a big sugya of lamashcha, but we continue. Veinas the only thing that a kohen is not allowed to do with the flour that he has left over and he's able to eat is to make it chametz. To make it chametz. Dechziv lo seyafeche chametz chelkam. We dash in the next word chelkam. Don't have it baked as chametz. Their portion. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish afilu chelkam lo seyafeche chametz. Not only could the actual carbon brought not be chametz, with a few exceptions, but almost all carbon minchas are matzah, but so too the leftovers cannot be in as chametz either. Next, Kol Manachos Chulu. The Braisa listed off rules and regulations of all carbon minchas. Carbonous mincha. The Kol Manachos Tuno Shemen V'Lavona says the Braisa that all carbonous mincha require oil and frankincense, except for the carbon sota. Says the Gemara, that's not true. V'yayika minchas chote. The minchas chote, the carbon mincha brought by a sinner. We know that by a carbon chatas, if somebody's chayav a carbon chatas, then you have to bring a carbon chatas, a female animal. There's nothing to talk about. But there are a few carbon minchas, a few carbon chatases in Sefer Parshas Vayikra that's called Olav Yored. That if you're rich, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a carbon mincha. So that carbon mincha that's brought for a sin, that doesn't have any oil on it. So what do you mean all carbon minchas have oil on Lavona? Carbon minchas choti does not. Durachmana amar lo yasam ala Hashem v'leitin ala Lavona. It says that you can't put oil or lavona frankincense on it. Hachi kamer. The Gemara says no. This is what was meant by the brisa. Kol menachas tuno shem of lavona ubos menachidim ubos soles. The first line meant all carbonous mincha that require oil and frankincense also come from wheat and are made as flour. Minchas chote, but the carbon mincha of a sinner afal pi sheina tuno shem of lavona, even though it does not require and not allowed to have oil and frankincense on it, b'amenachitim u'basoles. Right, it comes from wheat and comes in the form of flour. Minchas ha'omer, which today we're on the last day of Sfiras ha'omer, we count the 49 days from the carbon ha'omer. The carbon ha'omer brought on the second day of Pesach, afal pishi b'amenas ha'orim, even though it comes from barley, comes from animal food, as we said. Tuna shema levona, it needs shema levona. There's no sin related to theirs, therefore it requires oil and frankincense. Uba gerish, and it comes gerish, which is very fine flour, sifted very well. Vizu, and the carbon sota, ena tuna lo shemen velo levona. Does not need oil, is not allowed to have oil or frankincense. Uba min a saorin, and comes in the form of barley. Uba kemach, it comes in coarse brand. So basically, Chisuri Mechser and the Braisa add in a few lines in order to explain all of the rules and regulations. The Sefer HaChinuch counts an Isser D'Oraisa of putting oil on a mincha of a sinner. Mincha says, Isser D'Oraisa, Shlo Litin Shemen Zayis B'Mincha Schote, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Hei. And he quotes two reasons. Why can you put oil on the carbon mincha of a sinner? He says, number one, oil represents royalty. That's why a king and a kohen gadol is anointed with oil. Oil represents gedula. Why? Because whenever oil is mixed in with any other liquid, it goes to the top. Right? You put oil and sometimes by menorahs, people put some water on the bottom and then oil flows to the top. So oil represents gedula. It's always on top. So that's why you want we don't mix in oil into a karen mincha of a sinner, because we don't want him to feel like he's on top right now. We need him to feel shiftless and lowliness. Number one. Number two, the second reason he gives is because why is somebody bringing a karen mincha of a chote? He's very poor, right? Because he should bring an animal. But if he's poor, by an olav yorin, he's able to drink a flour. So the Torah wants to have rachmanis on, even though he's a sinner, but he's a poor sinner. If he's a poor sinner, the Torah says, you know what? Save your oil, and you don't have to bring it on the mizbeach. Period. Okay. So before time, just one thing I forgot to mention up above. Just an interesting thought. So some achronim say that the Gemara says that the Kohen is allowed to eat the leftovers with oil and honey. What's the Havamina otherwise? What's the Havamina that he's allowed to... Okay, he can't eat it with chametz. But what's the Havamina that he can't eat it with anything else? Sorry? Is it gebrox? Gebrox. I saw one of the achronim say, because you ever had a fancy meal, or you're at somebody's house and you ask for the ketchup, they stare at you. Ketchup on my food? Salt on my... Sometimes if you put on condiments, you add something, it's like a bizoyan. Some people, it's a bizoyan to the food. What, it's not tasty enough? So I'm not going to say, maybe that's the halamina. You have a carbon here. Carbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishulchan Gavoa. You have to add salt? You have to add honey? So maybe that's the havamina. Kamashvalon HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Right? So that's the message for us, that even if somebody comes to our house and wants to have the ketchup and wants to have the salt, we shouldn't take it personally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take it personally. So also we shouldn't take it personally. Tanya, let's go weiter. Amar Reb Shimon, b'din hu shetehei minchas chotei tuna shemen v'levona, shelo yei chotei niska. Really, logically, we should not let the carbon mincha of a sinner get off without oil and frankincense. Why? Because he's making a good deal. He's sinned and he's profiting, right? If he wasn't a sinner, if he didn't bring a mincha as an adava, let's say, then he'd have to put on oil and frankincense. Only because he's a sinner, he's chotei niskar, right? He's winning because he's sinned. But we say there's a competing factor, and that is the other issue that the Sefer HaChinuch brought up, that is, we don't want his carbon to be beautiful. We don't want him to have the oil, which symbolizes gedula. The Minchas Chinuch says on that Chinuch, he thinks that the first answer is mefurish in the Gemara. So how could he give the second answer? The first answer mefurish, that it's the gedula, and therefore we don't want him to use it. So it's mefurish in the Gemara. So he doesn't know how he could give the second answer. Continue. Ubedinu shetei chatas chelav tuna nesachim. Also, a regular carbon chatas. It's called a chatas chelav. A regular carbon chatas, it should require you to bring wine along with it. Shelo yechotin iskar. But you don't have to, but you should have to, logically, because you're getting off better by sinning. Again, bringing wine with a carbon makes it more special. And we don't allow you to bring the wine because your carbon is a carbon chatas, and we don't want you to have gedula. Avol chatas or shel mitzora va'ashamo tuna nesachim. But the chatas of a mitzora and the asham of a mitzora do require the wine. L'vishein ba'an alchet. The chatas of a mitzora doesn't come because of a sin, so therefore it is allowed to be brought with wine. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Eini, is that really true? V'ha'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar b'yonasa kol shivat varim nagon ban v'chulu. Mitzoras comes because of seven averus. What do you mean? It's a chait. Of course it's a chait. The answer is no. Hasa minage hu de'ichbar. The tzaraz itself brings kapara. But de'ichbar lei. Ki maisi carbon l'shtarui b'kachim hu de'kamaisi. The carbon is just to... The mitzore is now mechusar kipurim. He cannot eat karbanas or go into the mikdash. So he brings the carbon to allow that. But the kapara, that was gone from the tzaraz itself. So that's what it means, that the carpet is not Baal Chet. Yes, it's a Chet, but the carpet does not come because of the Chet. Says the Gemara, continuing. What about then the chatas of a nazir? You should have to bring wine with it, because that's also doesn't come from a chait. Nazir and mitzvah also, they're not like the regular chatos. The Gemara answers no. As we discussed in nazir a few times, maybe this brisa holds like Blazer Kapper, who says a nazir is a chote. Nazir is a chote because he was mitzvah atzmo min hayayin. Finishing up, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Kishem Bechulu, the last line of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel said, that just like her actions, she acted like an animal, so too her carbon is ma'achal of an animal, it's barley. So Tanya, Amar Lahan Rabbi Gamliel Lachachamim, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, when he said this statement, Sofrim, listen up rabbis, Hanichu li, let me be, Vadrashenu Kamin Chomer, let me darshan something Kamin Chomer, which means let me darshan something allegorically. The Shamil Rabbi Meir, what was he responding to? The Shamil Rabbi Meir to Kamar. Rabbi Gamliel heard Rabbi Meir say, "He ha'achilaso madani olam lefika karban amachal behema." Rabbi Meir said that she, the sota, fed her boel very fancy food, and therefore mita kenegan mita, we make her bring a carbon of animal food. So Seder Gamliel, it doesn't always work. Amar lehatei nachashira, that works by a rich woman. Fancy versus animal. But Aniya Ma'ikel Amemer, by a poor woman, she didn't get fancy food, so what type of Mita Keneged Mita is this? So you have to modify it a little bit. Ella Kishem Shema'aseh Ma'isa Behema Kakamana Ma'ichel Behema. So that's what he changes it a little bit. He says, not just because she did an act of a Behema, so does she bring the carbon of a Behema. What's an act of a Behema? Rashi. Rashi says on top, third Rashi, Shehifkira Atzmo L'Tashmish L'misha Eino Benzuga. She opened herself for tashmish to someone who was not her pair. She'ena benzuka. An animal doesn't have a pair. Doesn't have a pair. Even if you would say, let's say, one out of every 1,000 animals are monogamous, but still, ena benzuka. Right? Penguins are monogamous. Right? But most animals are not. But again, this is a maisa behema when you're not connected to a certain pair. Related to this, okay, right, okay, so even if the animals are monogamous, they don't have something called grandchildren. They don't have a concept of a grandchild. But I'll mention something connected, and that is the Rashi and the Ramban in Bereishis. Rashi and the Ramban in Bereishis, when the Pasuk says, V'davach v'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, that a man goes to be with his wife, and they become one flesh. So what does basar echad mean? So Rashi there quotes, it means the child. The child is a makeup of the father and the mother. V'hayu l'basar echad. That's one. That's the husband and the wife in one flesh. Right. That's Rashi. V'havlad notzar aydei shneihem. V'sham nasa basar echad. Says the Ramban. That can't be basar echad because even the animals have that. They also have vlados. So what does the Ramban say there? V'hanachon. Great shavu brachos Torah. V'hanachon be'enai ki abehema v'hachaya ein lohem dveikus b'nekevo sehen. Animals don't have relationships. Avol yavo hazachar aleiz nekeva sheyimsu v'yelchol lohem. They stay together. There's a relationship there. That's basar echad. The yachmots balio satamid imo. They yearn for each other. Kasher haya zeh ba'adam. Hu sam tivil b'toldos of lios hazachara mehem tveikim minishosehem. Adam and Chava were the first. But after that, they leave their father and their mother. V'roenes nishosehem ki'ilu hemi mam l'basar echad. Right, that's the Ramban, the end of Perek Beis and Bereishis. That's Basar Echad, exactly our Gemara. Animals don't have that. Maisa Behema. So that's Rashi there with the Ramban here. Right, Rashi here says, right, Lefkira Atzma to somebody who's not Benzuka. That's the opposite of Basar Echad, which is a symbol, says the Ramban, of humankind overriding the animal kingdom. Continuing Mishnah, I may be Pilo Shal Cheres, a kli of cheres, a earthenware vessel is brought to put the water in. Why an earthenware vessel? Why earthenware more than any other kli? So the Rabbeinu Bachai says, yesterday's parsha, Rabbeinu Bachai says, because earthenware you can never fix. You can't fix earthenware. Cheres, kli cheres is, you have to break it. It's finished. Right? Glass you could kosher, and metal you could kosher. You can't kosher kli cheres. So that's been, so he says, this is a hint, shelo tizke lakumimo b'tchiyas amesim. Trying to get her to admit, we're trying to be meramis to her, like this cheres has no takana. If you don't admit, if you're mizana and you don't admit, then it's going to be terrible. You should admit and do tshuva. Maybe Pilisha Charis. But no, it's going to talk about Chatzi Log Mayim and Akiyah. You put a half a log of Mayim from the Kiyar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, less. Not a half a log, a Revius of a log. Kishem Shem Mayim Bechzav, Kach Mayim B'mayim. Just like we're going to learn later. There Rabbi Yehuda says, you put in less of the Torah onto the cloth, into the water. So too, he says, less water is needed. So what happens? The Kohen has this, he goes to the Kiyar, and he gets some water, and then he goes into the Heichal, Upanali Mino, he turns right, there was a little space on the floor, one of the tiles on the bottom of the Beis HaMikdash had a ring in it, and it was a special designated place, and the Kohen lifted up the tile, ukshimagbiya v'notel ofer mitachteha. Then what did he do? He lifted it up. He took some dirt, because he got to have some dirt from the Harabayis to put into the water. So he takes some dirt from there. But no sin kadesha year up alamayim. He puts enough dirt so that it can be seen on the water. It can be seen floating on the water. Shneimar, as it says, umin afar asher yeh bakarka mishkan yikach hakoyim no sin el hamayim. El hamayim, so it can be seen on the water. Tana, the Brisa says, pili shacharis chadasha, it has to be a new earthenware kli. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. My time, oh why? My time to Rabbi Yishmael. Gomar kli kli mi mitzora. We learned it out from Gzeir Shava to mitzora. Malahalan, just like the mitzora, cheres chadasha, the tara of the mitzora is done with a new earthenware kli. Afkan cheres chadasha, so too by the sota, it's done by a new earthenware kli. V'hasaminalan, how do you know by mitzora? Where does it say new by mitzora? Dechsi v'shachadat tzipar ha'achaz el kli cheres al mayim chayim. Because you shecht one of the tziparim into a kli cheres onto mayim chayim. Right? Live water from a spring has to be used there. Ma mayim chayim shlo nesta b'hen malacha. Just like mayim chayim means no malacha has been done with it. It's never been used before. Av kli shlo nesta b'hen malacha. So too, a kli that no malacha has been done with it either. Ah, yimala halar mayim chayim, afkan mayim chayim. So why don't you go full? Just like mitzora requires mayim chayim, so too, you should say meisoda requires mayim chayim. And here you're taking it from the kiyor. So the Gemara answers, you're right. L'Rabbi Shmuel hachanami. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who says you're learning that from mitzora and you require a new earthenware kli, he also requires mayim chayim, because it's exactly compared to mitzora. Where do you see that? As follows. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mei kiyar. Where was the kiyar connected to? The kiyar that was lowered down into the ground. Was it connected to a pond? Or was it connected to a flowing spring, mayim chayim? So Rabbi Shmuel omer, mei mayan hei. It was connected to a mayan. V'chachamim omer, mishar mei mosei. No, there was no requirement for it to be mayim chayim. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel says, in a chinami, a sota requires mayim chayim. Once you go in partially to comparing it to Mitzoras, why don't you require the other things that Mitzora needs? Meaning it requires a small hyssop and a big cedar tree. So Amar Abba, Amar Kra, no. So you're right. Different makar, why? How you compare it to Mitzora. Bikli cheres, it says bikli cheres by sota. Rashi says it doesn't say kli cheres, it says bikli cheres, which we darshan bikli sha'amarti lo chakfar. In a kli that I've already mentioned to you elsewhere. So you're only connected to the kli of Mitzora. You don't have to darshan it to every aspect of the halacha of Mitzora. Period. Okay, next halacha. Amar Rava. Lo shanu ela shlonis achmu panav. When do we say that you don't, the Rabbanan do not require a new earthenware kli as long as it has not become discolored? But once it's become discolored, it's pasul. My taima dumya demayim, because it's compared to the water itself. My mayim shalonish tanu av kli shalonish tanu. Just like the water cannot be changed in color, so too the kli. Interesting. For hilchos atzilas yadayim, are you allowed a water that changed color for hilchos atzilas yadayim? Let's say you have dirty water for hilchos atzilas yadayim. Right. Let's say you're out somewhere and you only find water that's dirty, but it's pretty clean, but it's dirty. You're allowed to use that. So the Shulchan Aruch says if it doesn't look like water, you're not allowed to use it. Shulchan Aruch Hasim in Kuf Samach. Mayim shenishtanu marehen. Water that changes colors. Bein machmas atzman. Whether it just sat there and it changed color by itself. Bein machmas davar acher shenafal latocho. Or because of something that fell into it. Pasul. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes many achronim that say there's a chilek. If it changed because something was put into it, paint fell in the water, then it's pasul. But if it's fresh water, it just changed because it's been in this kli for a long time, or it's been in this area for a long time, so it's a little greenish based on the seaweed floating in it. So that would be okay. If it's nishtanu machmas atzman, the Mishnah Berurah there quotes a number of achronim that it would be kosher. There's a chilek why it was nishtanu. Two more minutes. Boy, Rava, nisachmu v'hechzirin l'tokiv shana eish l'sabron mahu. So what did we just say? If the kli changed colors, it's possible. What if it changed colors, but then you put it back into the kiln, and now it becomes white again? So do we say it's good now? Mahu mi amrina kivet yitchi yitchi? Do we say once a kli was pushed aside for a mitzvah, then it's totally pushed aside? Oh, dilma kivet hader hader. Or do we say no? Now it's new. It was back in the kiln. It's panim chadoshes ba'olakan. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's try to prove it. Rabbi Elazar Omer eats eres the ezo shitolas shehiv shoben kupasol achor psulin. Rabbi Elazar says, by mitzora, if you have the items used for a mitzora that you bent backwards and you stuffed over your back, it's pasul. So what do you see from there? V'ahasam hadju mifshiti. 1 minute there, after you bent it back, doesn't it straighten up again after you bent it? So you see, once something was ruined, even though you could change it back, it stays ruined. So the answer is no. Hasam d'iklif iklufe. That's no raya. There, it's permanently bent. If it's permanently bent, so then that's why it's ruined. But no, that's no raya here, though. If you make it new again, the klicheres, then there's no raya that it wouldn't work. Just do one more line. Nichnas la'echol upon limino v'chulo. So the coin goes into the heichal and turns to the right. My taima d'amar mar kol pino sh'atapone lo yihu ela derech yamin. Why? Because you always go to the right. You always go to the right. When you go up the mizbech, you go to the right, and this halacha applies many places. You go up to the bima, you go to the right. Right? You go by boy b'shalom. The poskim say you should turn around to the right. You by hagba is interesting. What do you do by hagba? How do you turn? Do you turn to the right or do you show it to the right? That's a discussion. Whatever you do is fine. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled quotes Mare Inshe Kuf Lamed Daled is right before Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah because Sfaradim do hagba before Lehi. Right, so the Ramah quotes that maybe some do it afterwards, but the Shulchan Aruch has Hilchas Hagba before Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mare pnei ksiva sefer Torah la'am ha'omdim liyimino ulismolo." Show the ksiva of the Torah to the right and to the left. So that means you turn the opposite way. Show it to the right or to the left. Umachziru lefanavu lacharav, and you turn front and back. So does that mean you need to go all the way around? Did you go right to the left? Mishnah Berurah discusses here which is right and which is left in this case. Is the I'm the right or you're the right? Okay, that's a discussion. Okay, everybody should have a Chag Sameach. Hashem will see you on Wednesday. And again, Wednesday, Thursday, the rest of this week, I'll be Hashem still be here. But then Menachem will take over for the summer starting a week from today. And Hashem, anybody wants to catch me on the web after the summer, starting beginning of September, Project Sinai. Project Sinai is the name of the website. I'm not sure if it's .org or .com. I think it's probably going to be .org. They said it should be up starting in the middle of July. It's the Afikim Foundation's website. So it's Project Sinai.
It's not up yet.